Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. Thank you guys for joining us today. Today we have our music spotlight feature. We will be joining us Mr. Theo Huff today. He is our musician spotlight today. Theo is a Chicago native here. He sings R&B soul artist. We are looking forward to him joining the show. He will be calling in shortly as we get ready to prepare ourselves to add Mr. Theo Huff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Theo,
good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing terribly well. My grandmother says, terribly well, baby.
Well, thank you for joining us on Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. It is a pleasure to have you.
Yes, ma'am. It's an honor to be able to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, tell us about your latest single or album that you have that you're working on.
Well, the latest single that I'm working on right now is, I'm pushing now, it's called Soul Swing.
Okay, okay.
Soul Swing is about, you know, it's the late great Mel Waiters. He produced it and wrote it for me. And it's one of them songs that it gets you out to see the crowd pleaser, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you been singing?
Ooh, man, since I was 5 years old. started off in the choir of the church. Grew up listening to a lot of gospel quartet music. Grew up listening to Tyrone, Johnny, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, you know, just to name a few. I grew up in the music.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. How would you describe your musical style to our audience?
I would say I'm a soul singer. And, you know, a lot of people, mm-hmm. they say, well, soul. The reason why I say a soul singer, because I can sing R&B, I can sing blues, I can sing gospel, I can sing pretty much a little bit of anything. You know, I love listening to country music too, you know, but I just don't limit myself as in the blues field, because once you limit yourself in the blues field, then people will still be labeling you in it and will limit your growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nothing wrong with the blues, because we live in the blues every day, but the people, you want to always let the people know that you're versatile, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So who are some of your favorite artists and why?
Some of my favorite artists that's alive or that's passed and gone on.
You can pick anyone.
Well, you know, I'm gonna start off with the greats that's gone on. Well, my favorite is Tyrone, Johnny Taylor, and James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that's alive, that's living in the flesh, I would say Anthony Hamilton, female artist. I would always say Jill Scott. I love me some Jill Scott. I would also say Maxwell.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you could perform with three artists, who would they be?
I would say Ronald Isley. Ronald
mm-hmm.
Isley, Anthony Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and Jill Scott.
Okay, that's a nice pick, a nice mixture there. Absolutely.
Yep.
So what's next for you that our audience can check out that you have coming up?
Actually, in Chicago, I got a couple of shows coming up. I'm actually headlining for the Chicago Blues Fest, one of the biggest festivals in Chicago, June the 10th. At 5 o'clock, I'll be at the Millennium Park and opening up for William Bell. And we got a few things that we're working on in the air, working in the South, you know. So, you know, it's just trying to stay busy and, you know, do what God bless me to do.
Okay. All righty. So how can our audience find you on social media and be able to, you know, check you out and see what's going on with you on the social level?
They can check me out on Facebook. Matter of fact, if they go to Google, Yahoo, any search web page, they can type up Theo Huff and everything that they want to link into. It's like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. They can, you know, go through Google, Yahoo, anything, and just click Theo Huff, and it'll link you up to all my social media network.
Okay. All right. Well, if you had to give any advice to an aspiring artist, what would that advice be that you could share with our young audience?
I would say if any artist is getting in this game, keep God first, because you can't do nothing without him. Second of all, you know, you just stay focused on what you're doing, because there's a whole lot of temptations in this world when it comes down to women's. And I mean, it's a lot of stuff that I can get involved in. But that works behind, that goes behind the scene, but a lot of people don't know, you know. But just keep God first, stay humble, stay focused, and just, you know, do what you got to do, and you'll be successful.
All right, then. Well, there you guys have it. Theo, thank you so much for joining Sisters Place Music Spotlight Feature. We appreciate you. And you guys, check him out on June 10th at the Millennium Park. Can you let everyone know where they can get tickets?
Oh, no, it's not a ticket thing. It's actually free. Anybody could come. Right? They come all over the world, overseas, out down south. They come to this festival because it's like a big thing, you know. And I'm opening up for William Bell, the legendary William Bell from Stax Records. They once used to sing, "Trying to love you, sure ain't needed to do now." Yeah, so we'll be sharing the stage as well.
All right, look at that. Look at that. He gave y'all a little sample.
Yes, sir. But I appreciate
all right,
y'all.
And there you guys have it. Oh, you are so welcome, Theo. Congratulations. And I'm going to have to check you out this summer.
Come on down. Come on, hang out with me. Let me know. Call me up. I'll make sure I take good care of you.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, you have a beautiful afternoon. Try to enjoy this weather this weekend. And we will definitely be watching you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. There you guys have it.
All right.
This place is signing off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a good one, Theo.
Oh, you too, Lil.
Bye. There you guys have it, our artist spotlight day with Theo Huff. Make sure you check him out at the Millennium Park Blues Festival. It's free. So if you're in Chicago, come out, check him out. Check out the other artists and have a ball. Signing off for today's Sisters Place Entertainment Showcase.